of the key. It'll be nothing but net. HondaNorth.net. WLER. Butler. Cranberry. The Rock Station. 97.7. The Grassroots Show. Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions. On The Rock Station. 97.7.
Welcome to another edition of our Grassroots Show. It's local music here tonight on The Rock Station 97.7. I'm Bob Cupp, joined by Utah Burgess of Shady Lady Productions, and we are ready to play you some local music here tonight. How you doing, Utah?
Doing well, Bob. Yourself?
I am fantastic.
That's the way to be.
That's it. It's a happy day. I'm going to be happy all day, and I'm happy on this show right now.
So am I.
Good. Well, we're going to have Mary Lou Scherter in here. Got to be happy. Talk about a bright, bubbly musical personality. She's going to be visiting with us here tonight and talking about some fun new things she has going on, and she's going to play a couple of new tunes for us as well.
Yeah, some great new music from her coming up, so looking forward to it.
Yeah. Got a lot going on. Of course, we'll be talking Band Jam, and want to welcome a brand new sponsor of that. We'll talk about that coming up in one of our segments here tonight, but reveals every Friday morning happening, and stay tuned. You get to hear a little bit of excitement build every Friday morning for that. Something else that is happening, too, very, very quickly, because we've turned the calendar to March, and that means our next Rock Done Right tour stop is next week, coming up on Saturday, March 10th. Ryan's Run at the Vagabond Center to benefit Butler County Special Olympics.
Yes, this is, we've said it many times before, one of the best organized events going on in Butler County here, I think. And all the money stays local. It's for a great cause. Butler County Special Olympics, a lot of activities, but don't let me bore you with it. We'll let Scott fill us in on that.
Yeah, the organizer, Scott Dittman. Scott's sixth annual event already upon us.
Yeah, they're flying by. I can't believe we're a half dozen deep already, but they keep getting better every year, so we're happy to have it roll around again.
Yeah, very special event that you guys have put together and have had great support of, and we're looking for a lot of people to come out and help you support it again this year, because you do it for an absolutely great cause, don't you?
Yes. It's done in honor of my brother-in-law who passed away. He had Down syndrome, and he benefited greatly from the Butler County Special Olympics. So we were looking for a way to give back to them, and we figured might as well have a good time while we're doing it. So we get a bunch of good food, and it's all you can eat, and it's BYOB and live music. So pretty good combination.
And you have a lot of other things that go in hand, too, with the 50-50s raffles and an incredible, incredible basket auction.
Yeah, we usually have well over 100 baskets. I've got one sitting in front of me now. We just got yesterday. It's valued at a little over $150. I know we've got a Juju Smith-Schuster jersey this year. There's always a bunch of great stuff that's thrown in the mix there for people to have a chance to take home with them at the end of the night.
And a wide variety of things, too, something for everybody. Now, how do people get involved? And obviously, there is a cost to get in the door, but this is good for the entire day, correct?
Correct. So we actually have an optional poker run if anyone wants to start their day a little bit earlier. It starts out at the Beer Garden out in North Washington, heads to West Sunbury Legion, Ben & Joe's, Rock Ann Haven, 11th Frame, and you can get a card at each of those places and, you know, kind of do a mini bar tour before you end up at Ryan's Run. It's $20 for that. It's also $20 just to come to Ryan's Run. So obviously if you do the poker run ahead of time, there's no additional charge. It's all just $20, covers your day. The food provided at the Vagabond Hall where this is carried out in Lindora there is incredible. I mean, the spread they put out there is just ridiculous. And like we said, it's BYOB, so it ends up being a pretty cheap day, honestly. We end up, we partner with Shady Lady Productions again this year to provide the entertainment. We've got Noble Hops Band and Searching for Seebeck lined up to provide the music, while everyone's there having a good time this year. So, yeah, we're really looking forward to it.
Yeah, you mentioned the cheap day. You keep it on the entry cheap because you want people to buy into some of the 50-50s and get in on that Chinese auction, and that makes it well worth the price and your investment.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, we have an additional thing we're doing that we're kind of pairing up with the Ryan's Run thing this year. I don't know if you know about this one or not, but I run a website off of Facebook, a group there called Helping Butler County, where we're, trying to help out individuals that are less fortunate than some of us in the community. And one of the projects that we've taken on, we call Firehouse Fluffy. So the idea is we're going to provide every volunteer fire department or EMS service in the county with starting out with about two dozen stuffed animals for each place. We're going to vacuum seal them if we can to protect them from the environment. So that way, when they go onto a site, motor vehicle accident, or a house fire, or some kind of medical emergency, there's a little child that is upset and crying and things, that the folks on scene can give them one of these little stuffed animals to kind of take their mind off things a little bit, hopefully. So we call that Firehouse Fluffies. That's one of the things we're doing in the other group, but we're actually having the first day of that for drop-offs is going to be at Ryan's Run as well. So if you show up for Ryan's Run, you happen to have a couple stuffed animals to bring with you, that'd be great. We'll put it towards that cause as well. And that goes, it's a little bit different, but we also do the Stock Your Bar thing, which is a little bit different angle. But one of the most popular things we had last year to Ryan's Run is if you show up with a bottle of alcohol or wine or a 6 or 12 pack of beer, you get a ticket, and we all put them in one spot. And at the end of the night, someone walks away with all of that. So this is one of the more fun raffle things we have going on there as well.
Yeah, truly, you've put together a very, very fun day. And as you said, it benefits Butler County Special Olympics, and you do it in just an interesting fashion that keeps everybody appetized all day long and entertained as well. The bands are always great. And if anybody knows Nathan Vavro or Justin Angert, Searching for Seaback, the old kid, some of the remnants of Kid Icarus, and everybody knows the Noble Hops Band. And you're going to kind of cap the night off then with a DJ, too, to continue some music.
Yeah, we're going to finish a night off with some DJ and just allow people to kind of relax. We go all day. I mean, everybody's relaxed all day other than probably me running around trying to keep everything together. But I need my own little time at the end. So after about 7 o'clock, we just say, yeah, you know what? We're just going to eat food and take part in some of that BYOB stuff there for a little bit.
Awesome.
So just do a little bit of a celebration as well of the community once again coming together and doing great things for a great organization. They need to support. They're fully volunteer based. And if we don't do things like this, they don't function. They need to make ends meet, and we need to be the community that helps them do that. So
you do a tremendous job, and I know you always have some special guests on hand too that just inspire people as well. So we're looking
Absolutely.
For a great, great day on March the 10th, and this is for 21 and over, correct?
Yes, it is 21 and over, correct.
Okay, and you'll have tickets at the door. You don't have to worry about a pre-sale, and even if you want to do the poker run ahead of time, just show up at the beer garden.
That's exactly correct. Yep, tickets at the door.
All right, and the heart of the day itself, 2 to 11 at the Vagabond Center in Lindora. Scott, congratulations on another great effort this year, and I know it'll be a great turnout, and we're encouraging everybody to come out and spend a little bit of time. If you can't spend the entire day, at least share a piece of it, because you're going to want to get in on some of the raffles and fun and certainly some of that food at the Vagabond Hall.
Yeah, for sure.
Scott, thanks a lot for joining us, and congratulations on your efforts, everybody involved, and especially helping Butler County, too, on that effort, too. That's phenomenal as well.
I appreciate it. Thanks so much for having me again, Bob.
Well, before we get to Mary Lou Scherter, after visiting with Scott Dittman, let's play a couple of tunes, and we've got an advance single from a brand new CD that has just come out here in the past month. It was actually recorded up in the New York area, but a Pittsburgh area band known as Bindley Hardware Company. The Bindley name is very well known in the Pittsburgh area. They had an old hardware store that was a legacy around, and that's where John Bindley took the name from for his band. And this is a fun-sounding band. They're kind of an Americana style, but this is a great, great new album. Several of the cuts I think you're going to be hearing here on the Grassroots Show. It's really, really cool. They kind of self-dubbed themselves a Rust Belt Americana style, being in this area, and they've got a new CD called Ever Satisfaction that is out, and you need to look up it, because it's their debut album, and it's some really, really great stuff. We're going to play a song called Honey Baby, which is the first track from the new Bindley Hardware Company album.
All right, and then I say we throw on some Cast a Shadow, because that's a band that features George Fisher, and I think Mary Lou will be mentioning him here in a little bit. But I want to give him a big shout-out. He's gone 2 years with his open mic at 565 Live, so congratulations to George and Kevin and that whole crew on making that happen. They do this every week, every Thursday night. They've made it 2 years. I've been to a handful of them. It's one of the best I've been to.
No kidding.
As far as the turnout, the quality of musicianship, all of the different instrumentation that's going on, everybody just joining together and singing together and having a good time. So I hope they keep it up. And I say we do a fun little song of theirs called Alone or Annoyed.
kept on the log and key. Just another little thing that's been annoying me. So now your mother's staying, she's been here more than a week. Between two you chirping birds, I can hardly speak. Now mama's staying longer, more trouble.
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com. The Rocks. You've known it as Rock Ann Haven, where everybody knows your name. You can have your own favorite bar stool. You meet your friends and shoot a game of pool while enjoying the best fish in town on Fridays. And the wings, oh man, are they the greatest. When you're looking for a great place to eat, Rock and Haven at 141 Greenwood Drive is the great place to land. The Rocks. Rock and Haven, a great little tavern with a great big menu. The Rocks. Rock and Haven. It rocks.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
We are back on the Grassroots Show here on the Rock Station 97.7. We're being presented this segment by the Lunch, Dinner, Drinks, and Fun Place. That's the Rainbow Inn, 323 2nd Street in Freeport. The refreshing place to stop to get a bite to eat, to watch some pirate baseball with Utah, or share a man can special with them, because it's 24 ounces of fun. They're open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m., and they're our longest-running sponsor, first and foremost, from day number one, the Rainbow Inn in Freeport.
They helped us get this show going, so come on down and join me for a man can, 24 ounces of golden delicious fun, like you said, Bob.
And watch Corey Dickerson hit some dingers.
Yeah, we hope so, huh? I'll start out.
It's what I've got to latch onto now, so I'm trying. I'm working hard on this thing that's called being a pirate fan.
Do they have a girl can down there?
Hey, there we go. Well, we've got our girl in the studio right now. That's Mary Lou Scherter, who's back with us and has been a big friend of the show and all part of the music scene around here. And we're excited to have you back in the studio here.
Thank you so much, Bob and Utah, for having me. I'm thrilled.
Well, let's see. Go back in time now. The last time we had you on, you were just releasing Charlie's Daughter.
Yes.
Your album.
2016.
2016. So a couple of years ago already. Mm-hmm. And my goodness, has a lot happened since that time, huh?
Yes. A lot has happened.
You're staying busy, playing a lot. You've got a lot of fun different gigs going on. And we're going to hear a couple of new tunes that you've been working on, too.
Yeah. Since the CD, I've probably written about 6 to 8 songs, 6 that are solid that I continually play out when I perform. Just haven't had them put on a CD yet. I was working with Lee Marks for a little bit, and then the craziness of Thanksgiving and Christmas happened. And then, of course, I get, you know, there's a ton on my schedule, too, and finding time for Lee and I to get together is kind of challenging. So I'm looking to do that this year with him and go from there and get maybe 6 on a LP or something like that.
That's cool. Okay? For those of you that don't know the story of Mary Lou Scherter, you were involved in some music years ago and had a break from that. And this has been kind of a whirlwind, what, 5 or 6 years now?
It has been. So when I was 18, I sang in a band in Butler for probably about a year to a year and a half. And then life happens, you get married, you have kids, and you just think that's something that you did in your fun years, right? So then my kids grow up, move away, and I'm by myself, and so I'm like, well, I wouldn't mind doing that. Kind of thought I was a little on the upper age scale, so I thought, well, no one probably really wants me to front their band, so maybe I'll just learn guitar myself and see what happens of it. Not that I was even thinking about that going forward and performing. Mm-hmm. I remember my girlfriend just said, so what, learn it and play around the campfires. That's what this all started out about being, and then it just kind of like grew from there. I picked up that guitar and I loved it, and I couldn't put it down, and I had plenty of time to work with it since my kids were gone and I was single, and so I just every waking moment I had was given to the guitar.
And thus, here we are today,
yeah.
And you've been creating great music and sharing that with a lot of folks, and you can tell when you watch Mary Lou Scherter play, you just love that moment of sharing that musical moment in particular.
I feel like the guitar has a soul of its own, and how we treat them is just an extension of yourself. So this guitar, my Martin that I play, is such an extension of my soul. I can't explain it. And when I see musicians bash their equipment on stage, I want to walk out. And I'm just like, you cannot do that to a beautiful instrument. So I don't like that. Just set the record straight.
Not a Pete Townsend fan, I guess.
You'll never see me destroy a piece of equipment.
Mental note to self, because I'll be doing a show for Mary Lou here soon.
Well, that's neat, though. I mean, because obviously what you're creating as a musician is a piece of art. And you are professing that the musical instrument you use is a piece of art.
And, it is.
You know, I mean, and you treasure that. And obviously, you make great art together
right.
with that.
There are hands that put this guitar together. You know, they're, the Martin Factory, you know, out in Nazareth, they put these guitars together. Someone did that. Just like, I don't know, it's just a, like you said, it's a piece of art.
Yeah, yeah. So. And the respect you have for it is yep. pretty cool. You have begun something very special recently. I know John Vento has a place that he's opened his doors to saying, hey, let's make something happen here. And things are happening, and you have a special night that you've put together to kind of showcase musicians and share that music, and it has a neat connection to it, to a trip you recently made.
It does, it does. Last October, John took me to this building that he leases, and he goes, it's called Steamworks. Something that was in there before, a vape shop, didn't work out. And he said, but I'd like to do something with this. I think it'd be cool, you know, acoustic listening room. Come over and see it. So I looked at it, and, you know, it wasn't what it is right now. But I looked at it, and I'm like, oh, my God, I love this place. This is perfect. And I said, we'll do something. I said, but let's table it right now because it's the holidays, November, December. I said, when our gig schedules slow down in, like, January and February, let's revisit it. But, you know, I got it on my radar. So unrelated, a friend of mine said, hey, I'm going to visit a friend in Ireland. You want to tag along? I'm like, heck yeah, I've always wanted to go. So we went, and I remember after touring the Dublin Castle, we stumbled across a pub called the International Bar. And it was 4 o'clock. We just wanted the best Irish stew in Dublin. So we go in, and the bartender behind is, her name is Shannon, and we just start talking like you do and getting to know people. And she said, well, we have an open session tonight. And Randy smacks my arm and says, hey, she's a musician. And she's like, well, we'll make sure we get you on the schedule tonight. We'll make sure you go early. I said, because we have a flight, you know, the next morning. I went down, and the format was such that at 6 o'clock, they interviewed 2 Dublin musicians, longtime musicians who've been playing in the Dublin scene, music scene. And you got to know them on a personal level because they would ask questions. And so I really felt like I connected with those people. And then after the interviews were done, then they opened it up for an open mic, open session. There was probably 40 musicians jammed into a room twice as big as this room.
Wow.
Could you imagine?
Wow.
And it was unplugged, you know, everybody. Yeah. And it was so small, but it was so intimate. And not, you couldn't hear a pin drop when any musician was playing. So, and it was on my bucket list to play at a pub in Ireland, and I never thought it was going to happen right down to the end, but I did kind of toss a coin into the Guinness wishing well when I had been that very day. I said, could you please get me to the right place tonight, God? And as luck would have it, I stumbled into the International Bar. So that's what happened, and I met some really, really cool folks over there. We became friends on Facebook. You know how that goes. And the one had said to me, if you come over again, let me know. I'll make sure I get you an hour gig or something over here next time you come over. So, so sweet. And when I came back, I said, John, this is what I want to do. I remember I was driving to work that morning. I hadn't talked to John since I got back from Ireland. And I said, John, you know that room you have over there? And he said, yeah. And I said, I know what I want to do. So we met. I gave him the floor plan of what I wanted to do. So it's basically that same thing, only I don't do 2 artists. I take 1 local singer-songwriter, and I ask them to perform, and I live stream it. So I want everybody to see, and I ask a couple questions, maybe, you know, how they got started, what's their, you know, silliest music memory, or what CDs do you listen to when you work out? It's just like I kind of get to know them, and then we live stream one of their original pieces. And then I cut the live stream off right there. My goal is to get people down to listen to them. It is such a unique room. If you haven't been there, Steamworks Sessions, it's 4967 William Flynn Highway. So it's right past the turnpike on the right if you're heading south towards Pittsburgh. And check them out online, steamworkscreative.com, and you'll see all the musical events that are happening. It's a BYOB event or venue. So it's not going to cost you an arm and a leg. Some of the performances do cost maybe $10 or whatever to see the show. But for the most, like my particular night, it's a donation only. If you don't have anything to donate, that's fine. Just bring BYOB and listen to the great tunes that the local musicians are playing. So that's it in a nutshell. We actually had Jim Donovan there with the drummer from Rusted Root. He did a drum workshop. There was 21 djembes going.
Wow.
It was very, very cool.
Oh, wow.
Very
That's
cool.
Awesome.
So, yeah, please look at check the website out. You can look it up on Facebook as well and see all the great things that are happening. I actually have Utah Burgess coming in on March 20th to be our featured artist, so I'm looking forward to that.
Awesome. What a neat idea, though, because so many times when you go to an open mic or you go to a place where music is, you know, live music is happening, a lot of times it's, you know, people, the collection of people that are sitting at the bar or at a table eating, and then you have musicians, and the musicians step up and they start to play, and there's no connection because people are sitting and watching the music, but you don't know who that person is, per se.
Mm-hmm.
To open that up and introduce them and find out a little bit about them probably breaks a little bit of ice at the same time.
There is nothing else like this in Pittsburgh, to my knowledge.
Yeah.
So this is, I told John, I said, we're groundbreaking here, and it's really,
love
really
it.
Good.
Love
and
it.
It's not that I don't love playing the pubs. I do. I love it. I love all the establishments that that support local music. I'm actually at Knickers the last Wednesday of every month now.
Knickers Tavern.
Knickers Tavern, so you can check it out there. I'm also coming to Recon Brewing in Butler here March 22nd. Like, I really like the folks up there at Recon.
Yeah,
nice guys.
Awesome, awesome. Of course, Knickers down at Conley's Resort on Route
8. Yes.
So. Well, we have a new song. We're going to talk more here, and we'll find out what you're up to as well, in addition to what you're doing at Steamworks and playing some of the gigs. But you have a new song that you're going to play for us. Tell us about it.
This song is a summer memory. It's called 13, and it's just about, I remember the whole song came about by one line from my childhood. And my thought when I was 13 is, man, I can't wait till I'm 21. I'll be able to do whatever I want, buy whatever I want. I won't have to listen to my parents, anything else. And then you become 21 and you realize
I want to be 13 again.
I'd love to be 13 again when I was just playing along the railroad tracks and not having to worry about anything. But I remembered. It was like I couldn't wait till I turned 21. And that's how the song became.
Let's give it a listen. It's Mary Lou Scherter tonight on the Grassroots Show on The Rock Station 97.7.
Lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun. The Rainbow Inn, located at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, is the place to stop for refreshingly good times and drink specials during all televised Pittsburgh sporting events. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m., the Rainbow features monthly karaoke and an acoustic open stage and is home of the 24-ounce Man Can Special. Call 724-295-0130 today and don't miss out on all the fun at the Rainbow in Freeport. When you shop Bros's Superette at the top of South Main Street Hill in Butler, you're going to find them jam-packed, full of some of the best meats around. Deli meats and cheeses, homemade sides and salads, various cuts of steak, bacon, a full line of smoked beef sticks, hot cheese and more, and Butler's best hot sausage. And they're supporters of the local music scene as well, sponsors of the Grassroots Show and musicians themselves, as exampled by Austin and Diddy jamming out in the background. High on the hill and right on the price, it's Bros's Superette, corner of South Main and Rockenstein. Tell them the Grassroots Show sent you.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
It is the Grassroots Show here on the Rock Station 97.7. This segment brought to you by Bros's Superette at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein Avenue. We say it's high on the hill and right on the price. Any kind of meat you might need, they've got deli meats and cheeses, awesome cuts of steak, bacon. Everybody loves bacon, bacon nowadays. It's that hot commodity. All kinds of smoked beef, Butler's best hot sausage, too. And it's getting to be grill season again. So some people grill all year. Other people, they uncover it about now because the weather's starting to get nice and you want to have that steak grilled on the grill, which really is the way to do it. Well, check them out. They'll help you out. High on the Hill, right on the price, Bros' Superette. Visiting with Mary Lou Scherter, we just heard a couple of songs, one live called 13. Then we heard one of the cuts from your last album, Charlie's Daughter, called Boone Mountain, which it's cool to hear because a lot of these are recollections. I mean, these are personal stories in a lot of cases.
Yes, Boone Mountain was just a summer memory of going up to the camp. My dad owned a camp with his uncles up there, so we'd go up, and it was a lot of spotting deer and just campfires at night, swimming in the creek, that sort of thing. And I remember going along the mountain pass roads, and these were treacherous roads, and you'd just be up there in a truck, just, you know, seeing what you could see. You know, it was always about, are we going to see any bear or deer or what? So these were the roads that the, what do you call, the woodsman,
mm-hmm.
the patrol, the forest patrol would go up, and, you know, dad just took us up there. You know, just something. But he had been going up there since the 50s when he was young, and I think he did tell me at 13 he was driving a truck himself along the roads, but nobody else was up there, so it didn't matter.
Is that maybe where the term "we're out in the boonies" came from?
Could be, but it is the name of the mountain up there where the camp sits. It's called Boone Mountain. And a funny story about that. Someone came to visit me when I was playing at Narcissi Winery, and he said, I have to tell you, I was doing some family research. I was doing my family tree, and a lot of my family came from Clearfield County. And he said, so I was looking that up, and he goes, I know the mountain's name is Boone Mountain up there. He said, so when I Googled Boone Mountain, what a beautiful thing. He said, I came across this lovely song with all the pictures of St. Mary's and, you know, Clearfield and Penfield. And he said, it's just wonderful. He said, I thought I, you know, ran into a jewel. So I was really pleased. That gave me such happiness that I wrote a song that somebody else could relate to.
That's awesome. That's awesome. What a connection. And I'm sure you hear that. I mean, the songs that you have, many of them, are very connecting to other people because they are life experiences,
mm-hmm.
and that's what you share.
Yes, it is. The ones you'll hear later on today, the other new song, Hand to Hold, is, you know, very real, very real experiences that walked right off the lips of somebody else, and I just put them into a song.
That's awesome. You have been a great supporter of this local music scene, and I think that's because it's been a great supporter for you as well in your trek and journey into this. And now that you've become, I would say, one of the veterans of the music scene.
She's a household name in the scene anymore.
Yeah.
I can't go anywhere. It's Mary Lou Scherter.
Truly. Well, because you play so many places, and then you're there. I mean, I see you sharing stuff as much as anybody.
It's a boomerang. You give what you put out into the universe, you get back. So if you give out a love for music, and that's what the musicians in the Pittsburgh and the western Pennsylvania, Butler area, and even northern into Slippery Rock, I've never had anything but support. How could I not give anything but support back?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a testament to the veterans, the 40-year-old, the ones who've been doing this for 40 years. Mm-hmm. It's a testament to them to be so willing to encompass new artists, even when they're starting out. So that's a testament to this scene. This is our Nashville. I like to say, when people said, are you ever going to go to Nashville? I'm like, why? Pittsburgh is my Nashville. It's ours collectively, and I would never diss it for anything. So,
and I would think for the average listener out there tuning in tonight, if they haven't been out to multiple places to see some of these local musicians, you don't realize what is really here. That's why we talk about it every week. That's why you profess it and admire it and want to be a part of it, and at this in the push back and forth, you know. And there's something about musicians that once that's in your blood, that becomes part of your fabric and your need to play and express.
We have a unique family going on here. This is and that's what I feel we are. This whole Western PA thing, it's so unique to us.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, big names can come and play our town, but when you think about it, this is our town.
Yeah, yeah. Very true. And thus the opportunity to connect with people at Steamworks and be a part of a variety of things. And it's so cool, too, that, you know, the new fad of the breweries that have been happening, and they're popping up everywhere. And they've added that element of music. And, you know, Cummings, when they added the West location, you know, my wife and I have been popping out there on Friday nights because there's always music. Or we popped in one night. It was a Wednesday night, and there was something going on.
I remember one time I just said, Barry, you mind if I just, like, practice here today? And he was like, sure. He's, like, great, you know? It's like when you walk into Cummings, it's your place.
Yeah, and you walk in, and the place is packed, too, because people now know that that's been going on. It's so cool to see.
Yes, Barry's a wonderful supporter of music, so...
Yeah,
love to him.
I understand, too, that there might be even more inspiration for future songs coming your way.
I just learned this past Christmas that I'm going to be a grandma.
Congratulations.
So, yeah, that's really cool news. We know it's a boy, and so they're playing around with the names, but I was joking with my daughter, and I said, so I guess I'm going to be Granny Lou instead of Mary Lou. I said, I'm cool with that, or Granny Lulu or something like that. So
cool. Well, congratulations.
Thank
you.
That's
awesome. That's awesome. So, well, where can people find Mary Lou Scherter's music? Obviously, you mentioned a couple of the gigs, but you have, I mean, you're a very viable presence on social media, and people can track you on there.
I have some videos on, since I don't have the CD together for the new music, whenever I write a new song, I try to get it out there on Facebook as soon as I can, as soon as I feel it's... down enough that I can, you know, do it, and I seem to get a lot of people looking at it, so that's fine. But if you wanted to see like 13 Again or Hand to Hold, any of the Hometown is another new song, they're on my Facebook pages. The only thing is you're going to have to sift through a lot because I do promote a lot of other musicians. Mm-hmm. So I have a lot of other musicians' videos on my Facebook as well. When you look up videos, just look for me hamming it up on the and you'll see that it's, you know, that's my song. But so I'm working on getting the other ones tracked and whatnot. But you can find it on Spotify. You can find me on iHeartRadio, YouTube. So just some different, and iTunes if you feel like you'd like to buy one of the songs from Charlie's Daughter.
Yeah.
And I also have CDs at shows, so I still have some CDs come out. I went through almost all 500 of them right now. So I have probably about, you know, 75 left, and I feel like there's probably another order coming. So I'll probably order some once I get down to about 25 or
awesome.
So.
Yeah, that's awesome. Or just Google her name, because you don't know what's going to come up, you know? Might be some recollections of the past.
Oh, my gosh. Sometimes I Googled, I'm like, oh, my God, this is awful. Look at all these things up here. I never thought it would be like that, but it's cool. I'm so blessed, and I owe it all to God and his guidance and help and keeping me focused.
Awesome.
So.
And so check her out, the Steamworks Creative gig. Run through that one more time for us.
Yes, every Tuesday night, the session, it was starting at 6:30, but now, folks, it's starting at 7:30, will be the live stream of the interview and one song selection from the artist. That'll be Tuesday nights. The next one coming up is on March 6th, we'll have George Fisher on Tuesday night. It'll start at 7:30. We'll live stream his little interview, and he'll stream one song, and then we'll cut it to an open stage. This open stage or open session is open to anybody at all levels of their performance. If you're brand new, bring it out. This is the way you start. It's how I started, and I hope you all come out for it. So after that, we have David Talberg and Company with The Cause. They're a Pittsburgh band. It's a Grateful Dead cover band. And then on the 20th, don't forget, Utah, our friend, is going to be my featured artist the 20th of March.
It's BYOB, so... Wait,
bring one.
BMOB, bring me a beer. Or
you know what? I think we can. I think we're going to do that for our artists. So we got you covered.
Great. And of course, our friend TJ Klesavage has been doing comedy nights down there.
Yes.
The next one's coming up Monday, March 5th. So
mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of cool things going.
Yeah, and the forum is there. I mean, it's a great place.
So yes, it is.
I popped into TJ's debut night, and I caught the end of it, but Matt Wolfarth was up there. Doing his comedy bit, and I've worked with him in the past, and I was just in stitches the minute I walked. Of course, he started picking on me right away the minute I walked in. But I mean, just funny stuff. It's the real legitimate comedy. So
awesome.
I recommend you check out their website, like Mary Lou suggested.
Mary Lou Scherter, thanks for visiting with us here tonight.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. And thanks for sharing your music. Thanks for supporting the scene and the other musicians. And keep up the great work.
Thank you so much, Bob, Utah.
We've got a couple more songs we're going to go here. We're going to do Daisy, which I think is a favorite among us, I think, all the time. That's probably between Boone Mountain and Daisy, I think that's a song we pull up the most to play.
Yeah, a lot of my sister's students at the junior high have been listening in, and they do say they like Daisy and Boone Mountain both.
Yeah,
so thanks for your support in playing them. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, and we're gonna you mentioned A Hand to Hold. We're going to do that song. That's a new one, too.
Hand to Hold is, it was an easy song to write when the words came to me, because a friend of mine called me and said that he had a rough night. He was still hungover from the night before, and he was walking into work. And I kind of let him have it. And I said, oh, no, you don't. You are not doing this. I refuse to let you go down, you know. And we talked, and without, you know, getting too personal or anything like that, everything's on the good now. But that happened, and then I knew someone who was destroying herself with, you know, love and misguidance and all this stuff about being with guys. And then the next one came along, and I felt really bad because he had gone through a lot of hard times. And sometimes when you meet someone who has that hard attitude, there's a reason for it. You know, they've suffered for however long, and for whatever reason, people got this hard, they'll have a hard wall put up, and it's hard to crack down. So these are about, Hand to Hold is about three different people struggling, and their interaction with me was basically, I felt, help me. And I really don't know that they really wanted my help, they just wanted to talk and hold my hand. And I was just like, okay, it's going to be okay, but you know, you got to get out of this well that you're in right now. It's like a kind of like a deep well, and you need to pull yourself out. And that's how Hand to Hold came about.
Awesome. Well, it's a great story, and we'll give it a listen here after Daisy.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Hey, we'll see you down the road again.
All right.
Mary Lou Scherter on the Grassroots Show here tonight on the Rock Station 97.7.
I remember when I was a little girl, I was walking home from school. That boy on the bus just held my hand, and I didn't know what to do. So I ran to the field on my daddy's farm, where I knew those daisies grew. And I plucked those petals one by one, till it told me what it knew.
still drunk from the night before. And he's praying no one notices as he walks through the office door. You see, the dream inside left him when his wife did the same. And he's drinking every single night to keep from going insane. And he'll ask you to help him, save him from himself, but all he really wants is your hand to hold as he goes through hell. Well, she wants nothing from any man. She's always on the run. They showed her how that's done. She's with a different man most every night. She don't even care, 'cause it's her against this great big world, throwing punches in the air. She'll ask you to help her, save her from herself. All she really wants is your hand to hold as she goes through hell.
Dan Parr, owner of P&W Construction of Prospect, was a member of state championship football teams at Slippery Rock University. Dan knows what it takes to be the best, and that's exactly what you'll find in P&W Construction. Western Pennsylvania's leader in custom post-frame buildings, celebrating 36 years of building garages, house barns, utility, and commercial buildings. The dedication Dan showed on the football field has carried over to his building ethics. No shortcuts to perfection, just plain hard work. Call P&W Construction at 865-9590.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on The Rock Station 97.7.
Get ready to laugh tomorrow night with TJ Klesavage. He hosts a comedy night open mic night Monday night from 7 to 10 o'clock. Doors open at 6:30 at Steamworks Creative, Route 8 south of Butler in the Gibsonia area. And be sure to catch the Steamworks Sessions, hosted by Mary Lou Scherter, from 7 to 10 Tuesdays at Steamworks Creative, again Route 8 in Gibsonia. Join our friend Slim Forsyth as he goes Irish here in the month of March. It's Slim's Irish Band on Friday night, March 9th at the Park House on the north side. Music begins at 10 and it's free. And they'll be doing a lot of events throughout the month of March, including St. Patrick's Day weekend. They'll be at North Country Brewing on Friday, March 16th. Music at 7, that's also free. And following the St. Patrick's Day parade, a matinee at Needs Hotel beginning at 2 o'clock. Slim Forsyth's Irish Band, by the way, is Slim, Candy Mountain, Tricky Mannion, Steve Shuley, and Dennis Childers. Also coming up on St. Patrick's Day weekend, presented by Fat Lip Productions, Staley's Comet with special guest Gabba Gabba Hay. That'll be on March 17th at Thursdays in Bridgewater. On the Shady Lady concert calendar, Ryan's Run is coming Saturday, March 10th. That's the Rock Down Right Tour stop for March. It's from 2 to 11 p.m. at the Vagabond Center in Lindora, 21 and over, $20 admission to benefit Butler County Special Olympics. And don't forget, they kick off the day with a poker run at the Beer Garden in North Washington that day at 10 o'clock if you want to join in. It's the annual St. Patrick's Day Brutality coming on March 17th. You can join Utah. He'll be joining Mary Lou Scherter at Steamworks Creative on March 20th. And the Noble Hops Band will be on the rocks at Hard Rock Cafe on March 24th. And mark your calendar as well for the April Rock Down Right Tour stop, the John Sopko Benefit, April 7th. That'll be at the Comfort Inn in the RIDC Park off Route 28.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Back on the Grassroots Show, this segment brought to you by P&W Construction. And if you'd like to be included on the general concert calendar, we just need a couple of weeks lead time. You can send it over to grassroots at bcrnetwork.com. We'll include you on the list and make sure people know that your event is happening, because this event is happening called the Grassroots Show, and people are listening in. Our thanks to both Scott Dittman and Mary Lou Scherter for joining us here tonight, hearing some great sounds of music. And I hope you'll check out the Steamworks Creative location down in the Gibsonia area off Route 8.
Yeah, so. I just got to say that hand to hold that we heard there, that's just some powerful stuff. And I mean, good job, Mary Lou. That's just it's one of my favorite songs right now in the local music scene.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Got to give a shout out to a young lady named Trish Imbrogno, who is a double bassist in the Pittsburgh area. And if you have ever gone to a Butler County Symphony show, you've seen her play. She's also been a part of other performances as well, Pittsburgh Symphony. But also some local bands, Molly Alphabet, the Grant Street Grifters, who we have played here, Chet Vincent, she's done some work with, and a whole bunch more. She is an incredibly talented musician, and she is attending this week what is known as the International Bluegrass Music Association's Leadership Bluegrass Program, which is being held in Nashville, Tennessee. I believe it kicks off tomorrow, as a matter of fact. And this is an intensive professional development course that accepts only 25 participants each year. And it brings together a group that represents all areas of the bluegrass industry. And they explore the genre, its place in the entertainment world, in the entertainment industry, and then really dive into the business of bluegrass, its institutions, its organizations, its needs, its problems. I mean, it's really in-depth, and I guess that's why the genre stays so strong as well. But it brings a lot of the biggest names in the genre together at one time. Its first class was all the way back in the year 2000. And Trish is obviously, from the list that I've mentioned, from symphony to local musicians. She's in demand and is going to be a part of this event this week. So it'll be pretty cool. You can check out her information at TrishPlaysBass.com if you'd like to find out more about her. Yeah, TrishPlaysBass.com. But again, I mean, I've seen her play with the Butler Symphony before. Just a very talented musician, and I'm sure we've heard her, too, because we've played some of the bands that we mentioned. So congratulations to Trish. That's a remarkable piece to be involved in, and that's down in Nashville happening this week. Something else remarkable that brings together a whole bunch of different musicians and fans of the music scene is coming up before you know it. You know, we've already turned the calendar to March. That means we're marching on toward the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, the highlight of our Rock Done Right tour each and every year. And it is happening at Cooper's Lake Campground in Slippery Rock, July 13th, 14th, and 15th. Tickets are on sale, $20, good for the entire weekend. Also, camping site reservations are underway through Cooper's Lake Campground. And we've been revealing many, many bands already, musicians and artists, on Friday mornings as part of our Rock Show Morning Show. And we'll be continuing that. And it's getting closer and getting excited. And that means nicer and warmer, hotter weather will be here. And we're going to have a whole lot of fun.
Yep, and we have plenty of sponsor and vendor opportunities available. Just check out our website, thebandjam.com. We've already got local area McDonald's on board again this year. Lamat Productions is sponsoring, and we've got Apparel Custom Prints out of Harmony as well. And they'll be joining us at the Band Jam. Also, they'll be custom printing Band Jam shirts for you so you can get your size and color this year.
That's awesome. Yeah, previously we've had everything pre-done. And, you know, if you didn't do the mad rush, yeah, you might not get your size because they were in that great of demand. But now this is cool. You'll be able to do an on-site kind of custom tailor your own shirt. So congratulations to them being a part of it. Check out apparelcustomprints.com. That's their website. They're down in Harmony. And if you're a business or an organization, the cool part is I guess they have no minimum orders. They'll tailor the job to your need.
So if you want to climb aboard, hit up our website and let us know, hey, I want to sponsor the Band Jam, or I want to come out and be a vendor at the Band Jam. We'll get you the information.
Amen. And it's going to be coming sooner than you know. Got another new tune here. This album just dropped 2 days ago. It is from somebody we've had visited or played on the show here before, artist named Aris Paul, and just released a brand new album called Drive All Night. Here just 2 days ago. It was released on Friday. Going to feature a new song, and there's a great duet on here, too, that we'll have to play down the road. But this is the song called Radio from Aris Paul. Brand new stuff here on the Grassroots Show.
All right, let's take the show out with a big supporter of the scene himself. We've kind of had a bit of an open mic and singer-songwriter theme going tonight, and that's Brad Farster. We had him on the show in the past, and I say we play a song, When I Met You.
And we will meet you again around these parts next Sunday night at 7 o'clock, our Grassroots Show on The Rock Station 97.7 and streaming as well, 977rocks.com. We appreciate you listening in.
Too long, you'll hear me on the radio doing all say. I pack up and I hit the road. I got 400 miles to ride to my next show. I remember when I met you. You walked in that room and
Broadcasting from the Honda North Studios. Looking for a March car deal that won't bust your brackets? Find your better deal now during the Markdown Madness sales event only at Honda North. WLER, Butler, Cranberry, The Rock Station, 97.7.
Alarm is going off and there's a